Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumping. Shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping. Hell crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't tricking, we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumping. Shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping.
Flashy doing my thing. Seat down in the club making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me spill my drink. Got it full of rosé, check full of comma. Two stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell they here won't. Drama, it's our block, gun stop. He go in one shot.
He gon' get it up, club jumping. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking, thumping. Hell crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, it's your song.
What's
baby,
up?
Baby, we got it. Yeah. All of what you want, that's about we pop
it. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm doing what you gon' do.
Baby girl, it's your song.
Everybody watching me. Nobody watching you. I could buy the bar, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie. I had the scene stopping through. I done sold a rock or two. I do what I gotta do. Get ladies up in VIP looking poppable. And I'll probably pop them all. Anything's possible. I'm so appealing that I'm feeling unstoppable. I feel like losing ain't option. That's when I spot it, boo. Who is...
Welcome to Hot Sugar, it's your boy, Heaven Hollywood Clark. Welcome to another Saturday night. Me and all the boys. Come on. Hot Sugar, of course, this is Dollhouse Radio. Dollhouseradio.com. Blog Talk Radio. / Dollhouse Radio. I got my... waiting on my host and Dan Morrell, but I have my two side pieces. No, I'm just kidding. The two hot co-hosts with me tonight. Of course, the return of the Mac, Miss Audie Good. Audie.
Hi.
Welcome back, and of course I have my left-hand bitch in the building, Miss O.D.
O.D. What's going on?
What up? What up? So we're just waiting on Ndaya. She should be along shortly. Crazy week, as usual. Well, every time we come back, it's a crazy week. But... a lot of stuff to touch on, and of course, like I said, we have 1 hour. I always like to tell other people, we got 1 hour, so we have to keep it moving. And when Ndaya comes, we'll bring her in on the conversation.
Well, don't get mad if you get cut off. We're on a time frame.
Right. So let's start off like this. Right now, for Ari, who's 3 hours behind, right now the Whitney Houston movie is just starting over in her area.
Yes.
It's not like a movie that no one has seen, so you could be like, oh, why did you ruin it? I mean, because we know what happens. You know,
it's like Titanic. You wish that the boat didn't sink, but you already know it's hitting a fucking iceberg.
Right. So, pretty much, like I said, it was the most. The most I talk about it was a biopic, of course, and we still have the nightmare of the Aaliyah bio in our head. So the first thing we're thinking is just don't let it be another Aaliyah, you know, because that was a train wreck, you know, from the opening bell. That was a train wreck. What do you girls think of, number one, Angela Bassett, her first film she's directing? And the thing that, and I love Angela Bassett, everybody knows that, that is like my, if I had one, a gun to my head, and you got a chance for a one-night stand with one person, and you can only pick one person, everyone knows for me it's Angela Bassett. So when I first heard that she was doing the Whitney movie, I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of strange, because everyone really knows that Whitney didn't really fuck with Angela Bassett like that. So it was a little strange that she was doing it. But what did you guys think of, especially when The Family came out? And The Family is in an uproar. I see, like, a lot of tweets with them and a lot of rumors in them talking. Yeah. And they upset with Angela.
Don't get on
and,
my goddamn nerves.
You know, it's always like that. Everyone's always upset
when
these nerves.
Listen,
come
man.
Out.
Just take the fucking revenue from the movie and be happy that somebody cared enough to make a movie about Shorty, okay? Like, sit down somewhere. Get no mad because niggas is putting the real deal out there on the line. Like, we already know what it is. Your shit wasn't going to stay private forever. We know what's going on. We know Bobby Christina's fucking with her brother. We know this. You're not telling us nothing new. Calm the fuck down. Just sit down, take your revenue, and go buy a new car or something. God.
Ari, you can feel. Ari, what's your thought on? And you're gonna be watching this as it goes on, and you're gonna see how they pretty much told the story. I think Endaya is on with us. Endaya. I think Endaya is on. Endaya.
Oh, I'm on mute, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
I'm on mute.
Welcome to your show.
It's like 2015. I'm still doing the same stuff. Oh,
So, Ari, do you think that, you know, what's your feeling on Angela Bassett? First of all, Angela Bassett doing it, directing the film, when it's been noted, and Angela Bassett even said herself, her and Whitney was not that good of friends.
Yeah. I mean, more power to her just because we need more people of color, especially women, behind the cameras. But I don't really know how I feel about her taking on such a controversial role. Like, she could have made her debut with so many other freaking projects, but this is the one that you touch on. I don't know. I just, I mean, I honestly, I don't even know. I'm not too thrilled about it, and I don't know. Honestly, I'm not even sure if I'm going to turn the movie on because, one, the fact that Lifetime keeps casting motherfuckers that look nothing like the people that they're trying to portray, it throws me off. Like, that's
so distracting.
The reality is, back in the day, Bobby Brown was fine. The dude who they casted for him looks like fucking Leon in Five Heartbeats. What the fuck is going on? I am so...
It's true.
I thought it was Alan Payne. It looked like Alan. Remember Alan Payne from Jason's Lyric? I mean, Poetic... Yeah, Jason's Lyric. He looked like Alan Payne. You know, I mean, like I said, I think that we get spoiled. We got spoiled with the TLC movie. That's number one.
But how come? When it comes to black movies, we got to deal with people that don't look like anybody. Let this have been a fucking movie about Liberace. They would have found a white motherfucker that Liberace could have looked like he gave birth to. We always deal with bootleg fucking casting. I don't care who produces or directs anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you like this. The TLC film, I thought they did a hell of a job. And this is the way I'm looking at it. I'm saying if they could find people that looked, I mean, from Pebbles on down, Pebbles was believable. Chili, Left Eye, T-Boz, even Cockroach looked a little bit like L.A. Reid back in the day. I mean, they were all at least believable. You got to be in the ballpark. You can't. A prominent person in Whitney's life like Bobby Brown, you can't cast Alan Payne. You can't cast somebody. You got to have to at least cast somebody in the same complexion ballpark. I mean, of course, you're not going to find someone who looks exactly like them, but can you cast someone that's in the same complexion?
What's going on with the loose Jerry curl? That nigga had nappy hair. So when he had a high top fade, even though it was cut like the fucking Gumby, that shit was like concrete. This motherfucker, it's almost like, you know how when people got nappy hair and they get out the shower, but then they got that one, like, good little patch that kind of dangles down? That's what he looks
oh,
like.
Oh, gosh.
No, but at one point, I believe, because I saw someone put the picture, here when they were trying to clown the guy or whatever. At one point, Bobby Brown, at that Soul Train one, I think he had, like, the F-curl thing going, whatever. He had the Gumby, and he had, like, the F-curl thing going. But truth, he didn't have that during his entire, you know, during that entire time he was with Whitney Houston, you know. But I think during that Soul Train Awards where they actually met, I believe seeing a picture where he did have, like, the Gumby with the curl or whatever to the side. But, you know, listen, my thing is I think Angela showed a lot of guts, like, touching on the, you know, because that was one of the main things people were worried about, whether she was going to touch on the, you know, on the drug situation and how she was going to dip around. I mean, we all know Whitney was on drugs. Yeah, but I think that was the main thing people was watching. And Dea, did you get a chance to see any of it?
No, I'm not really feeling it because, number one, she played my ancestor and what was that what is the little series? She did the, what's the series she played?
Oh, the one on FX, right?
Yes. She played my ancestor, and the whole story was totally wrong. And I'm kind of salty about that because they made her look like a crazy person, and so I'm still salty about that. So I'm not really feeling Angela Bassett at all. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Now this with, you know, the person that they casted, I think they did a decent job at least casting Whitney Houston. I think it was a pretty safe pick.
Who's playing
she really,
her? Who was the girl?
Yaya DaCosta is playing her. She was from America's Top Model, you know, years ago.
And
I think she like finished
come
in
up
second.
For her. Mm-hmm.
Right, X come for her. She can, and I'm being honest with you, she didn't do a bad job. Number one, they made it very easy for her because she had to do no singing.
I was just going to say, I mean, how bad of a job can you do? You lip sync it for the whole movie.
Let me say, how did Christina think that her, okay, I don't want to disrespect her and say ugly, but
ugly
how
ass.
Did her ass think she was going to play Whitney Houston? She wanted
exactly.
That part, you guys know that. She wanted
wait,
that damn
part. Wait, forward that back, baby. Hold on. You said Bobby Christina wanted to play her mother?
She was
yes,
in the movie.
That's why she went off
night.
On Angela Bassett when Angela Bassett
night,
first
night,
came
nigga.
Out and,
night,
and,
night,
and said that
mm-hmm.
Bobby
night,
Christina.
Night,
yeah, Bobby Christina came with me. First of all, Bobby Christina, Whitney ain't never been your size. You know, you could lose 100 pounds and still be heavier than Whitney. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're
see,
ugly. Whitney
thing.
Wasn't
that's
ugly.
That's the problem.
Number
they're
three,
mad that people
you
are making
act.
Money off of this movie, and they're not involved in it. That's all it is. Had Angela Bassett gone to the family and said, Cece, I want to put you in it. Little Bobby Christina, I want you to play in it. I want everybody to be involved as in terms of the actual characters. I bet you any money their asses wouldn't have been so tight.
Now, the sister-in-law, who, if you remember, when Whitney passed away and they had, like, the special on Oprah, she was one of the ones talking. The sister-in-law tweeted out before the movie came on, you know, something along the lines of get ready because it's going to be like the ending of Whitney's legacy. You know, that the way that she was portrayed, and the only thing that I really saw, you know, in the movie was that this is how it came across in the movie. These are the things that I learned, or you know, from the film that was or trying to be depicted. We can't say it's true, but let's say alleged from the film. Number one, in the movie, they made, without a doubt, Angela Bassett put out that Whitney Houston, in this film, Whitney Houston was the one that started the coke thing.
No, that is so far from the fucking truth.
It is.
It's not even funny. Bobby Brown was looking like fucking Scarface sniffing coke off of tables when he was a New Edition. So that's bullshit. He didn't even know it then.
I'm just saying, this is what came across in the film. Bobby, and on the interview, after the film, Bobby said that Whitney, the first time he saw Whitney doing cocaine was on their honeymoon, and she whipped out the cocaine and she was sniffing cocaine on their honeymoon.
Bobby was high when he met her.
Lie.
A damn lie. Bobby, you a damn lie.
Lies.
You was high when you met her.
And
lies. Damn
and
lie.
What else did you have on here? It was a few things that he kept, was the one who kept her on the bodyguard project after she had the miscarriage. She was going to quit the film for the bodyguard, and he was the one that pretty much convinced her to stay on the bodyguard. Also, they also had a scene in there where she walked in on him screwing some chick. I don't remember hearing about that story either. She caught him screwing some girl when she was supposed to be on tour or what have you. So there's a lot of things in there that Whitney's family is upset about, particularly all the sex scenes or simulated sex scenes since we're in Lifetime.
Wow.
And the and the drug use or what have you. So, and that's why they were saying that Whitney's legacy, according to it, would be destroyed. So,
nigga, she destroyed her own fucking legacy doing that bullshit she was doing before. It ain't got shit to do with the fact that she's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
She was embarrassing her ass from Jump Street.
So that was the what's going on with the biopic. Like I said, I do think it was much better than the Aaliyah one. The Aaliyah one wasn't even worth a...
Oh, my God. Don't even start on that one.
That wasn't even worth a... It wasn't even worth the discussion.
Fantastic.
So, we'll get back to that. We'll have callers. I'm sure we'll have some people want to call in and discuss the Whitney Houston things. It's like the number one trending topic right now. Okay, guys, what do you think of the Sorority Sisters that got canceled? The show Sorority
exactly.
Sisters.
Exactly. Thank you, Jesus. That's exactly what we were talking about last time.
Yep, the show got canceled, and right away they got right into finale mode, and now you see the girls on stage, like in kind of like a reunion type thing, and they're all on stage, begging and pleading about how they weren't doing it for money and how they weren't doing it for fame, and how
what you was doing it for, that bitch. What you was doing it for?
Right.
What you wanted to do?
Now, that was far as death threats. How do you guys feel about that, about the death threats that was posed upon them? And do you really think that because of that, they should have canceled the show?
They should have canceled the show as soon as the creators had the thought to make that
right. Shit.
I mean, it's just insulting to – black men are, a target, but to be a black woman, the way society looks at you as if you're – Black society looks at black men as if they're nothing. So black women being under black men, it's almost like we're shit too. So for the fact
right.
that we can even have a positive, reality show, and the thing is, these women are in school, and these sororities have been around for years and years and years. So the fact that we can't even show, smart, educated black women in a positive light, that's
right.
bullshit.
That is, right?
That Illuminati shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, niggas is like, nah, these bitches is acting up. They try to put all our shit on First Street and shit. Fuck that. Axe that bitch.
A lot of their beefs. They're like, we're all educated. We all have our own thing. This not like we're trying to, we don't represent the left. But one thing about thing, and that's one of the reasons why my sister, who was an AKA years ago, she denounced it because she really got into what it's really about, and it's really about, like they said, really about idolization. It's they idolize those letters. It's not like it's just like a little club or what have you.
It's taken away from the focus of the good Lord, is what it is.
Right. You idolize those letters. When they were saying, I'm not about, I don't represent the letters, I'm my own person, I did it for me. Listen, the bottom line is I said, if this thing was, the first thing I said was, if it was on YouTube and you weren't getting paid, you would not have done it. So don't say, I didn't do it for the money, I didn't do it for the fame. They said, we're doing it to inspire. I said, well, if you had to do it to inspire, then if they would have said, you're just going to go on YouTube, we're not going to put it on VH1, you're not going to get a paycheck from it, I don't think they would have done it. Now, the death threats, I don't know if people should have went that far, you know, as far as death threats.
That was Illuminati threatening them hoes. Don't listen to that shit.
Well, can they get the Atlanta, what is it, the show in Atlanta that I don't like? What's the one?
The
one you like in L.A.?
Hip-hop.
Oh, the hip-hop?
The greatest show, the greatest reality show ever made?
The L.A. show is good. I'm talking about the Atlanta show, the Atlanta one. With Stevie J and L. Can they get that
one
canceled?
Okay, yeah, the Atlanta one.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
horrible.
Still ain't canceled.
But they like chaos. And it's so funny that when Ari said that, it's okay for us to be in the TV and the media looking stupid. It's okay. That show was a hit. But you put something that's way different, that's like showing educated black women, oh, no, that's not going to sell. Nobody wants to see that. And I just don't think it's fair. Like, really, we can't have a show like that? So.
Yeah.
We're all dumb, right? We're all dumb. So, yeah.
So, that show, like I said, I think now Mona is showing what, I guess, the finale, like, next week. They cut it off after, like, 4 or 5 shows. And
because
ironically, they also have a white chick on there that is in she's in a predominantly, well, not predominantly, which is a so-called black sorority. They actually have a white chick, you know, on there. I think she's like a Delta, something like that. They caught a lot of flack for that as well.
Affirmative action? Oh, okay.
Ain't no damn white girl Delta. They done found that girl somewhere. Mm-mm.
You, light skin, we need you.
Right.
So,
they ain't tricking us.
So we have that, a lot of stuff.
What else
here
we got?
We got, oh, my God, a lot of stuff. If y'all got anything, like I was saying, if y'all got anything that stuck out, you know, to you or during the week that you wanted to bring to the board, please feel free.
Well, I do. I want to say something real quick about the porn convention that's coming up at the Avian Awards is next week.
Okay.
I really want to see some of these bitches' dresses on the run on the red carpet because they're going to be tacky as hell. One thing about some porn girls, not all, they cannot dress.
Yes.
They're going to be buying those $25 dresses online.
This is so
you know what?
True.
Can
what
we get some pictures? We're going to have a lot of there. We need to get some pictures of these tacky bitches on that run, on that red carpet. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so we got now AVN
clear
is coming
heels.
Up.
Well, you making bread? You should not be showing up with
the
clear
bottom.
Heels on. Break out the red bottoms and the Jimmy Choo's, bitch, because you're bugging out right now. Lord knows you
what,
made it
what
out.
What Ari say? She said, bath and body spraying, bitches. That's
oh,
what
yes. Nasty. The chick is caught up in your throat and you choke. God damn.
Oh, God. I can't.
But listen. Well, why do you think that has to be a... A group problem. Why do you think it is? And they, I mean, come on now, they're not millionaires, but they make enough money. Like, why is it that that puts us have an issue with, you know, dressing on the red carpet? They think it's not that important because of.
Oh,
what?
I don't know.
Them bitches be thinking they killing it. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, no, they do.
Oh
they
be
feel,
thinking they killing the game.
I feel overdressed. I had on a real nice designer dress, girl gown, just nice. And here
Listen.
Come these bitches in these damn
and
pink
Barbie
doll dresses. They didn't got off line, you know.
Because we all out here looking at that shit, looking at you like, oh, look at her. Flawless, elegant. Look at these hoes looking
right.
like she came out the back seat. It's terrible. It's so bad.
It is terrible. I want to see what's going to be on the red carpet because I really hope this year they change their minds and they're really considering their clothing this year. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll be watching the red carpet because I really want to see. So we'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have to get hit up a
your
couple of photographers and have them send us some exclusive pictures.
I wonder
will any black people win in the AVN this year. Probably not again, right?
Who?
Probably not.
What? Two awards going to go out. That's it.
Two awards?
The black people going to get the awards when they take a break. When it's going to be a break. You ain't going to even know about it.
No. Not even then. They going to mail them to their house.
Oh, gosh. Even worse.
Before the show, you know, when no one was here, so-and-so got the award for African-American actor in a porn film.
Oh, gosh.
Non-white. non-white actor. Okay.
Oh, God. Terrible.
The Cost, as you know, Nick Cannon filed for divorce. From Mariah Carey.
Yes.
And
celebrities deported shit.
Yeah, Nick Cannon filed for divorce, and there is a kind of like a muzzle clause where he cannot talk about. It's a confidentiality clause for the prenup, and let's see, she has to pay if he spills the beans. She has to pay him $500. You know, if she says anything, and if he says anything, he only has to pay her $250,000.
And then I heard, when he went into the marriage, he was only worth like $500,000, and her ring was damn near like four. He took out a loan for four. Like, nigga went broke buying her ring.
Yeah,
like all
he
the
took
way
out
broke.
A, he
like,
took out a loan for $470,000. The ring was reportedly worth $2.5 million, but that's not what he paid for it. He did take out a loan for $470,000. But my thing is this: wait a minute. How is it going into this marriage? That he was only, okay, Nick came in 2008 with a little
about
less
it. He wasn't really that popping. He wasn't He had Wallin' Out going on.
Mariah Carey was an investment.
Sure.
That's like fake it until you make it, and then you make it, and you're like, I'm good now because the world's about to come to me because I'm Mr. Mariah Carey.
Yep.
Right. But... okay, but the, all the wilding out and stuff like that, wasn't he doing that before he married Mariah Carey?
He was, but it wasn't popping like that until he married her. I mean, it was cool,
right.
It was cute, you know what I'm saying? It was a funny show, ha-ha, but after he married Mariah, notice he started coming on with fucking leather jackets, studded the fuck out. Before, it was regular fucking T-shirts, my nigga.
That's
not
right,
even dazzled
right?
They shit.
And they
even dazzled
jump
they
in here and
did.
Save Nick. You know Nick.
Oh, that's real funny. All I'm going to say is, Amber Rose can stay awake during sex. That's what I'm going to say.
See?
That's all
I don't know, man. You know, this dude was executive producing his. I think they got that a little wrong. Now, maybe he had $500K, you know, in his one of his bank accounts. Okay, maybe, but, you know. This dude came in, he was executive producing his own show for a long time ago. They called this dude Mr. Nickelodeon. There's no way this dude only was worth $500K just, what, 6 years ago? And what is he supposed to be
and
worth
And he
now?
Was on Nick, he was doing Nickelodeon for a while.
Thank
and, you know, he was getting paid doing that.
I think they're trying to play Nick. Now, I'm no Nick Cannon fan, but...
I don't think they're
playing
him. I think they're just not being modest about putting his shit out there.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I think Nick had a little bit more money than that. So we're looking to see what exactly. I think they do have a prenup. So poor Nick can only leave with that $500K that he came in with, and whatever he got now. There was a discussion that. I wanted to go into, and we had brought up this topic in one of my groups. So I wanted to throw it out there for everybody listening to Hot Sugar and Hot Sugar Cast, and it was, could you date a person that slept with your friend? Now, it was, and mostly people were saying, it's funny, mostly people, you know, and I'm not talking about a person that you started dating and you had no idea they was, with one of your friends. I mean, a person who slept with one of your friends prior. Later on, could you date that person? I see a lot of people have done it. You know, how do you feel
about
that?
I can't.
You be able to
no,
to
I can't either.
Where,
no.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
sorry,
uh-uh.
Would you let me date one of your boyfriends from the past? You
I don't give a good goddamn.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
In the good words, Julia Jones, might not know.
Miss O.D., I'll take your ex-boyfriend, if you don't mind.
I'm not.
No, no, no. But then you know what the fucked up thing would be? If that happened, and then they end up getting married and living happily ever after, you're like, what
right.
the fuck?
All the shit you didn't do. All the shit you didn't do.
Right.
Good.
Like,
I used to talk to that bitch about you. What the fuck?
show.
Right. So then if you couldn't do it, and we're going to take a call in a minute. If you couldn't do it, would you get upset if, let's just say, if you broke up with someone and one of your friends and they would end up getting with them, would you be mad if your
friend? Yeah, because I wasn't my fucking friend.
Just because you could do it.
You were plotting from the gate, you fucking cunt whore, yep.
Word, that wasn't my friend. If you had the nerve to think that that was a good idea for you.
That's right.
I'd have to cut a bitch.
I don't give a fuck. Yep. I don't give a fuck when that shit happened. Don't touch my shit, bitch. It was mine once before.
Right.
It might not be no more, but you leave that shit the fuck alone. There's a million, 10 other people
Thank
who you. Back the fuck up, bitch. I might cut your ass.
Because you know what it makes you think about? It makes you think that
was you
eyeing
my nigga the whole time
when I was
with
him?
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
So you would think
that
was just eyeing him the entire time.
I don't even want to hear your explanation, shorty. We straight rocking your shit right
Weeze
now.
Weeze and braids. Weeze and braids everywhere. That's I'm telling you. Like,
I don't even want to hear how that's your soulmate. And how, no, listen, bitch. Oh.
No, it will be your soulmate because both y'all going to be buried somewhere. You goddamn right it's your soulmate.
Yes, sure would, till death do y'all motherfuckers part.
I'll help you bury her. Yep.
Okay, we're gonna break up this woman fight. We're gonna let's take a phone call. 631 area code. I believe this is one of our Dollhouse family castmates.
We don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
No, just playing. Anyway, hi.
Yeah, what up? What's up? It's Wes.
Hi, Wes.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on? Yeah, I wanted to. Of course, I wanted to talk about. Want to touch on the Whitney movie.
I'm
and
sure
I'm
you'll be touching on that a lot Monday, which is on Real Talk Mondays at Plug. Mondays at 9 p.m.
Yeah, Real Talk Mondays at 8 p.m. 8 to 9:30 p.m.
On Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah, real quick, one of the ladies brought up a point about casting. Number one, Lifetime always runs into this problem because I'm just going to be a little technical. They run into this problem because they don't have a lot of time to do these things because most of the time they're doing unauthorized films. So they're not, like, the family's not involved and people are not, they don't have the time. They want to hurry up and get it out. Certain things like the TLC movie, TLC was involved in that movie. So they had time to pick the people. They had time to be with the actors and make them help them grow and, you know, help them really become the parts where as these people are just going off of news clippings and video footage and some word of mouth and things that's already out there. I do give Yaya some pretty good credit, though. She seemed to embody the character a little bit. Angela Bassett, you could tell her you could tell that she's a new director because it's the story really didn't have. It was just kind of like it picked up in the middle of her story of her life, and it
That's
ended
true.
In the middle
no
of the story of her life. So it really didn't have no beginning and end. It picked up. She was already a star. So it's none about her origin, and then it ended. She was, you know, still a star. Whatever. It didn't go into her death. Okay, fine. So it kind of like began in the middle and ended in the middle. So there was no real structure to it. So I just think, you know, overall, I mean, anything is better than that Aaliyah piece of garbage. But, you know, overall, I think the film, you know, I guess it was just okay. I mean, I was happy to, and Deborah Cox did pretty doing the vocals.
She did a great job. I thought it was Whitney Houston for a minute.
She did a couple of songs. She's a couple of octaves lower than Whitney, but you know that's just being real technical. But you know, people who wouldn't know any better might have thought that she was lip syncing to Whitney music. She was lip syncing to the music because the music was cleared by Arista, but the family did not clear the vocals. That's why Deborah Cox had to re-sing the song. Yes, man. So, anyhow, I just wanted to chime in on that, you guys. All that other stuff, y'all are crazy, man. I'm sitting here listening to y'all cracking up. But anyway, you can catch the full breakdown of this movie
That's why I was leaving it to the experts. That's why I didn't go too far into it.
All right. Well, I just wanted to touch on that. You guys have a great show.
Thank you, Wes.
Thank you.
Right. The real the director. Real Talk Monday nights.
Yes.
8 p.m. Great show. Great formatted show. One of the best formatted shows on.
Yes. Yes.
You know me. I'm all out of format. They stick to the format.
You
they
know
end
me.
On
I,
time
I,
and
no
there.
Go off, and I'm still talking. Yep. all over the place.
All right. So, okay, we already decided that. So you girls are totally against, and then I hear from you. So all of you say no on someone that your friend slept with you and date.
As not the hell no.
Well, bear the bitch.
Don't
is there any
me off.
Is there any time frame that could pretty much give the girl a mulligan? What if it was 10 years ago?
No,
time.
No, it's a girl right now, and you know who you are, bitch. She doing it right now as we speak. No, I'm serious. We're not friends to this day because she dated my ex boyfriend from when I was 17, and she knew I liked him. Okay. And I'm mad about that because, not that I want him, but because she knew of the private things I told her about him because I liked him. And
right.
She met him, and she behind my back, started dating him. And they're dating right now.
Fuck that
so,
bitch.
That bitch. So it's too many guys out here. Why did you have to
there
go get him?
There are too many. You do not have to do that,
right.
Yo. Like, you do not have to do that. There are too fucking many.
Thirsty bitch.
That's why bitches get mad when you niggas be fucking with bitches that be working with us and our family. There are too many other
mm-hmm.
fucking hoes out here in the world for you to be fucking laying down with the bitch
mm-hmm.
that I talk
mm-hmm.
to on a regular basis. I will kill the both of y'all.
And her name is Felicia. Isn't that a damn...
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Now... What is, guys, what is this deal? I'm hearing now that they revoked Chris Brown's probation, and he could be going back to prison for 4 years.
Oh, God.
That poor boy. That poor boy.
Yeah, the judge revoked his probation because, now, listen, I touched on my show how I gave Chris the blockhead of the week, not because... Shots broke out. That's not his fault that shots broke out, but his response. And I also think that had a lot to do with it. No, the
right.
judge had, you know, Chris Brown's response. If Chris Brown had said, okay, and when he saw the fight break out, if Chris had took responsibility and said, you know what, show is over, or, you know, listen, y'all fucking my shit up. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
out there, they already got an eye on us, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Let's just keep it cool out there or something. If Chris Brown had did that, I think the judge may have responded way different.
Yeah.
But because he's
yeah.
on camera, and this idiot, and that's why I gave him blockhead of the week, says, damn, them niggas getting it in out there, and sits on the stage and watches them fight. I said, so,
yeah.
once again, Chris Brown not growing up, you know, still.
Yeah.
All these years, I'm tired of hearing
right.
the excuse, well, Chris is young. Listen, enough already.
No.
Enough already.
Mm-mm.
You are in your mid-20s. You are closing on the other side. You're going, you're kicking 30's door down. Enough of the excuse of, oh, Chris is young and you know, grow up already.
Yeah,
I think that
yeah.
had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think he expected the judge to even think that was an issue because he wasn't actually doing anything. So I don't think he thought that would even be considered.
Mm-hmm.
He really was.
Well, more
really
so, even if
thinking.
He didn't want to say, chill the fuck out, show's over, if he just walked out off the stage and removed himself from that situation, because it would have
right.
showed, it's time to go, y'all paid me, niggas is acting
right.
up, Rick, where's my bus? I got to go.
Yeah, exactly. I, that's what I would have rather seen him say. Now, like I said, I think it's pretty messed up that he gets a probation revoked for that. But the judge did bring up the fact that this is now the third altercation in a club that happened when he was there.
Yeah, but they can't just stay at the club. What about
that? That's circumstantial, though. That's like me, you know, it seems like that's like them saying, well, gee, Ari, for some reason, you know, three people have died after they've met you. I ain't fucking kill them, so what the hell are you trying to say? You know,
Right.
I have something to do with their death, which actually happened to be the case this year. I'm like, what the fuck? So I don't want to meet any more new people, but, yes.
Oh, my God.
They make it a
dream killer. Your name is a dream killer. Oh, God.
I don't kill dreams. I tell the truth.
Right.
Dream killer. So, and ironically, the greatest side piece in the world, Carucci, tweeted out and mentioned that no matter what happened to Chris Brown, she's going to be there for him, no matter how.
Of course, she's trying to live in his house as long as possible. Technically,
right.
She hopes
she ain't got nowhere to go.
So she can house it.
That's right.
You know, Carucci ain't going nowhere.
That poor babe. I just want to hug her soul. She is so just. Oh God, she's just so far gone.
She wants him to love her the way that he loved Rihanna. She's fighting for that. He is sticking it through until he just finally says, you know what, bitch, you my bitch. Fuck that Rihanna, bitch.
And that ain't never going to happen. If nothing else,
never
she'll probably
happen.
End up in a baby's mama. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Mike Epps.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
This fucking clown.
And then, did you say who?
Who?
Mike
he stay talking so, shit like he's working next to somebody. Mind you, he don't be doing shit but fucking stand up in Pomona. But go ahead.
The last movie he did was Friday After Next. What the hell? He's still working?
He had the nerve to come out and, Mike Epps actually is going to play Richard Pryor.
That's good.
Oh, that's why he talking shit? That's why he talking shit? Because he finally got a role worse than shit?
He's talked about Chris Rock, of all people, and he made the comment, which later, of course, he apologized, and there they go again, deleting tweets and apologizing.
Dumbass, yeah.
One of our biggest pet peeves. He said that because of Chris Rock's new movie that flopped, Top 5, I believe it's called, he said he can't believe that white people are still giving Chris Rock chances and how Chris Rock has been washed up.
Wait, wasn't he in the movie?
No.
That's why he mad. Because everybody was in it but that nigga. That's why he mad.
Let me tell you something. Chris Rock, shout out to him, because I think Chris Rock is one of the he's not always black
that's
people
my
funny.
Guy.
He's commercial funny. And I love him. Everybody likes Chris Rock, so you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans, you can fuck off. You're just jealous and mad. You get to
he
pray
mad everybody
Rock.
Still
wait,
calling
I'm not
going to
say that comment. I'm not going to say that comment because it's going to go the wrong way and people going to take it. Never mind. Go ahead. Go on.
Hey, put your name on it, Zendaya.
No. That's wrong. It's wrong.
Richard Pryor movie better be on point.
Right.
Yeah, he actually beat out Nick Cannon. It was down to him.
Oh, well, okay.
Excuse me.
That movie would have been
it was down to him.
Can
Nick
you imagine Nick Cannon playing
Wayne.
With
that movie? That would have been a joke. I was
no.
Not wrong.
Remember when Nick Cannon was letting his afro grow out and he's walking around with the pick? Because he was in character because he was trying to convince them to give him the role for Richard Pryor.
I guarantee if fucking Lifetime is doing a film, Nick Cannon would have scored that lead role.
Yep. He don't look nothing like that,
nigga. Cast the wrong people. Oh,
yeah, it actually came down to him, Marlon Wayans, and Mike Epps. Mike Epps, Marlon Wayans, and Nick Cannon was the finalists there.
I should have seen Marlon Wayans. Marlon is really funny. Marlon is really good. He's a good actor, too.
So, but of course, they decided on Mike Epps, and we'll see how that turns out. Now, you know me; I always have these aisles. I was killing this dude all last week, but now I kind of fuck with dude. I saw the interview on the Breakfast Club with Safari, who is Nicki Minaj's longtime pocketbook carrier and what have you,
tampon holder.
Right, tampon holder. But I did see the interview on Power 105, and I do have a lot more respect for him now than I previously did when I heard the interview. If you have not heard the interview, you should definitely check it out because, you know, he, like I said, he put forth a lot of stuff wherein, like the main comment that he made that I pretty much wrote was, I got 14 years of content. You know, if I wanted to, you know, bash her and put stuff out about her, I have the content to do it. He said, but the reason why he said I was not going to even step forward until she tried to discredit, you know, like I'm not talented, like I had nothing to do with her success, when it was me and her up writing those rhymes.
He sounds bitter. He still sounds bitter.
I'm just curious when his bank account's gone dry up because the
reality is, even if you were,
I was just having this conversation before I got on the show. Even if you were, okay, first off, he's a fucking idiot because you had a meal ticket for fucking life, nigga, if you just married her fucking ass, but you still want to be running around sticking your dick in everything that moves, spending her fucking money. Yes, you may have helped her or been with her when y'all had jack shit or doing all this other shit, but the reality is when she finally blew, those checks were coming in her name. So now I'm just waiting for whatever money you were able to pile up like a fucking squirrel to run out so you could become obsolete. Because whoever Nikki is in this industry, nobody's going to go against her to back your fucking ass for anything because they can't risk shit.
Idiot. And ironically, you have to wonder what type of mindset he's in. Ironically, he said he, you know, walked away from that situation. He walked away from her.
Okay.
That shit. That's like me being married to the president of the country and me saying, I'm leaving.
Yeah, he got on the bus
because she didn't let him drive off in the car. Kid, damn lie.
That's one thing he made comment of. Of course, you know, they asked him those questions and he said, you know, everybody thinks that I was sitting around and saying, oh, can you buy me this? Can you buy me that? All those cars and my name. I bought all those cars with my money.
Oh, really? Okay.
What? Where were you? My thing is, where were you getting this money from? Unless you were still fucking schlepping keys into the country or some shit, where was you getting your money from, motherfucker?
Wasn't he on payroll as her hype man, though?
He was.
Good. I mean, I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure he was on payroll, you know, for but not as a hype man. I think, you know, according to him, like I said, none of this
what
stuff is proven. We can only go by what people say. I'm waiting to hear, because you know at some point Nikki's going to say something, you know what I'm saying? Because she's been tweeting like crazy since this has been over with, you know, and she's actually been on more than him, and she's actually said more than him. You know what I mean? So at some point she will either confirm or deny what he's saying.
She's going to deny
it. Yeah, but according to him, he was on payroll as an executive producer. Because he executive produced a lot of albums.
Yeah, that's like Jay-Z giving fucking song credits to Blue Ivy before she's born. Just because somebody puts it on paper don't mean it's fucking true.
Right, exactly. Right. You wasn't in there writing all the shit. He's bitter. And for him to even make the comment and say, if I wanted to, I can do this and do that, for you to even say that, that's like a low blow. And I just think he's desperate, and he needs to go.
And you know what? And the reality is, he won't do that shit because her attorneys will have him so broke for the rest of his fucking life, it'll be ridiculous. People, people having videos of you, it's like, yeah, you can release that shit, but please believe I am suing you for everything that basically I gave you and more. So if you start working at McDonald's, your checks go to me.
She has the ill following, too. He would be blackballed like nobody's business.
Yep.
Right, and
he won't even be able to work at Taco Bell. I'm telling you, don't do it, Safari. Don't do it.
I don't think
he'll be in fucking Uptown at Jimbo's talking about you want fries with that, with the fucking Ecuadorian.
You won't rest on that dressing, on that salad.
Now, real quick, I saw a story, Russell Simmons' nephew. Now, this is not Diggy or whatever, Doogie. What's
that
dude's name?
Oh, I've seen that,
Diggy or whatever the hell his name is.
Cute now? He old enough for me to say this. He is fine as hell. What's his name? What's the one that's like 18 now?
Diggy.
Okay,
not
Diggy. Ooh, that Diggy. I'm not going to lie, you guys, my eyes went... Okay, anyway, go ahead. We're going to keep it clean.
It was exclusive. Russell Simmons' nephew says gay and cult-like rituals took place at Def Jam. Now, his name, and this is his nephew. This is his blood nephew. His name is Red Rum, Jamel Simmons.
Okay.
Okay, Red Rum, from the hardcore group The Flatliners, and they were out in like the 90s, early 2000s. Now their career is flatlined. But when I first heard this story, I said, okay, he's got something out for Russell Simmons. But he was never on Russell Simmons' label. Okay, he was on the Murder, I'm going to make sure I give them credit, the Murder Master music show. And, you know, they talked to him about, you know, the things they seen at Def Jam. And he was quoted as saying, you know, a lot of, you know, stuff that he's just not willing to do to get
a career.
So
he decided to come out and talk about it to everybody so his career can go further.
Well, I mean, I don't really know if that was the plan because, again, these questions kind of like
came. What did he say he saw? What type of things? I mean, I don't get what he's saying.
Well, he's basically just saying, what the rumors have been, you know, with people in the industry. Same thing that I asked Little Mo when I had on my show, that there are pretty much homosexuality rituals, you know, as far as getting a record deal, keeping a record deal, being promoted by the top promoters, getting your record produced by the top producers, and
what
they were saying that
sexual ritual.
So he was at the party and he just looked at everything going on and I'm confused.
I'm gonna read to you what they said here. What he said. Okay, when speaking about rituals, the group was asked about witnessing rituals at Def Jam, and he said, "Yep, yep." And he said, "I am not giving my soul up, and I'm not giving my whole up." He said,
"Wow."
My
thing is like, what do they call that? What people butt fucking in a pagan star or some shit? I'm confused. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, pretty much. I've heard that. He said, your asshole is connected to your spine, and your spine is connected to your brain. He said, so that pretty much, he said, I don't have no hatred or anything. That's my uncle. That's my blood.
And as a man, if somebody says, I will fucking make you a god, I will make you richer than your wild fucking dreams, guaranteed you will live the life of Riley, how many men are going to pass on just having somebody play with the asshole for a little bit?
Not me. I'm passing.
I mean, it's a few guys out there who don't mind you.
I'm not doing that. That's one thing, like I said. And I'm sure there are some guys, and a lot. So there's a lot of men.
Now, okay, I want to ask a question. Did he get kicked out the party and he just salty that he got kicked out the party? Really, he probably got kicked out the party.
No, I mean you have to remember, he didn't get kicked out of the party. You have to remember, most of these groups that are around in the 90s, like, people don't listen to their music anymore. I mean, even popular rappers like Redman, Method Man, people don't even listen to their music anymore.
Cool.
I mean, and they didn't come out and say this. Like I said, I think that was just part of a conversation, and they would just ask this. And he even stopped, you know, after when he said, well, you know what, I'm not going to really continue with it.
No, that's a boy. Nobody randomly asked you that. That was designed. He brought that up because they talked about it before. And his ass, but you don't randomly just say, oh, by the way, I saw people having sex everywhere.
No,
that's that shit Def Jam After Dark.
So... that was
his uncle should beat his ass. He should beat his ass for that. For real.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so
that's
and then,
right.
of
now,
course.
Now, guess what? For him even saying stuff like that, you're just knocking on the wrong door.
Yeah, anything you ever get, anything that you think that you may have been able to do.
Well, his career is a wrap. Anyways, for even insinuating stuff like that. Like,
that was
really
fast.
I mean, but the thing is this. I've asked, and when I'm going to take him out of the mix. You know, I have asked, and it's good that they brought this up because it kind of segued into my other question. My next question is, and another one that we had in one of our groups was the indecent proposal. And is it, you have to be honest now, would you take money for a sexual favor?
Did you go to some type of sex group thing?
No, this is just a discussion group.
What are you talking about?
You know, people know I have a, you know, do radio, so they like shoot me questions that on topics they want me to discuss on the radio.
What's
going on. So one of the things that they want me to discuss with the Hot Sugar and Dollhouse cast was, would you take money for a sexual favor?
That's right. Would.
There you go. Would you pay? Could someone pay you for sex?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that's been a woman's life since she lost her virginity. Even in high school, your boyfriend, if you guys were fucking, you'd be like, can I get my hair and my nails done? Okay.
That's
and you knew
right.
next time you went to the house, y'all
right.
was fucking. I mean,
right.
it's not exactly uncommon.
No, it's not. You just do it, and you don't even know you're doing it. Right.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I always try to make that point. Like, you know, when women say, oh, I'm not, you know, I can't be bought. I say, well, but, you know, your boyfriend pretty much takes you out, takes you here,
yes.
takes you there, and
yes.
at the end of the night, oh, fuck. If he just picked you up and took you to Burger King, you wouldn't be giving him no ass at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Burger King.
But if he took you out, you said, Burger King, yes, he would. You know what I'm saying? That's basically, it's always, you're always in some way paying for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, everyone pays for it.
We ain't going to go to Burger King, I tell you that much. You ain't going to pay for it. You ain't going to pay for
right,
it like that.
Right, that's my point. That's my point.
Yeah.
My point is how they always say, oh, yeah, if you order, the fucking side of the menu is the lobster and the strip and the steak. You know what I mean? That's once you order that, that's the fucking side menu. As you better stay over here with the kiss on the cheek.
Do you think you're
gonna
get a blowjob at the end?
Menu.
Because I don't really do blowjobs at the end.
Listen. If they offered you money, we're not gonna do the indecent proposal amount because everyone does that amount.
Yes.
Okay. If he offered you $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
On the spot, he's gonna write the check tonight.
Nah,
yes.
I want cash. I want cash.
I want cash.
Listen,
book in the room. Holes don't ever take.
Okay, so you
don't
come in with it. What do you want? Come in with a suitcase.
You don't ever take a check.
Okay. Right, but this is not gonna be This is not gonna be no one time thing. You're not just gonna do this once.
No, we still don't take checks.
And get $125,000. Okay, if he comes
in
with cash,
put it in my hand.
Cash exchange every time. But you gotta do it first, though. I'll show you the cash. Here you go. Look into the suitcase.
I want half before and the rest after.
Yeah, thank you, Ari. There you go.
Nope. I'm the rich one here. I'm running the show. Either take it like this or you get nothing.
You ain't running.
You ain't running shit, nigga.
Or I'm
going
to pick up my suitcase and go to the next hoe who's going to do
it. No, you ain't, because my brother's going to be outside ready to take your suitcase.
I got the 150. Here you go. Poke your head in the suitcase and check it out. Get your nose up out of there. I don't want you sniffing it too long.
Get him,
OG. Here's the 150.
Get the car.
Listen, let me tell you something. You ain't running shit, sir. You in here trying to pay for this pussy. So let me tell you how this is gonna go down.
Excuse me, Debo, come get this hoe out of here. I'm going on the next.
Debo can get
Debo will come here and take you on out of here, and I'm gonna go down here to and throw in an
we'll
Amber
Rose
face. See, her ass is fat anyway. That was fun, and next week, hopefully, we'll be back with some crazy guests. This is like the first full show of 2015 with a full cast.
We are.
So, it's crazy. It's crazy up here. And the hours
that damn
Diggy.
Y'all just imagine Diggy with his shirt off. Diggy just so fine, y'all. Have y'all seen him?
He's still talking about Diggy.
I'm going to bring him tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
You're talking about
India's always like young.
You too.
Hold on, my shit. I be driving my high schools watching the seniors play football. Like, oh, hello.
Oh God.
Oh my goodness. Next week, of course, same time. Hot Sugar. Don't forget to check Hot Sugar blog out on dollhouseradio.com. Any parting shots, people?
Now, I just want to say I'm going to be watching the red carpet for these cheap dresses that might show up. So definitely we're going to talk about these cheap dresses showing up next week, because I know it's going to be a lot of cheap dresses. Forever 21, Charlotte Russe. So, you know what I'm saying? I just hope they step their game up. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Parting shots, ladies. Ari, Ms. O.D.
Oh, Lordy B. No, nothing. It's nice to be back. but I'm with India. I'm like, I hope that them chicks try on their dresses that they buy off the little side link from Facebook before the night of the award show.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, Ms. O.D.
I just want to say that I'm really sad that Instagram 86 eggplant.
Oh, they took off the eggplant Friday or something like that, right?
Yeah, that was sad. That's sad. R.I.P.
So that's
Ms.
where
Ms.
the harm is.
Ms. that voice that you just want to have phone sex with. Call me after the show.
Thank you.
Call after the show. Y'all make it happen. Yeah, so, Ms. O.D., really quickly, this eggplant Friday, what is it? Men showing their dicks or just want to do the imprint? What is it?
It's not necessarily showing that. What it is you'll see the form of their penis through their
okay,
pants,
like the
towel, or their boxers.
Okay, so that's the thing they would talk about when they had Chris Brown on the last
Brown
week, and they were like, yeah, Chris Brown, eggplant Friday.
B.O.B. started it. I think B.O.B. blew it the fuck up the first. He's the one. He started it, and everybody started doing it afterwards. Now
yeah,
you can't even ask that.
You know how to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's so bored today.
I bet you
get a damn job.
I started the petition to have it pulled.
Yeah. That shows you how many people don't work and have a job. There you go.
Probably. So you think maybe a small penis guy said, this is stupid. I'm going to report.
Yeah, some small penis nigga found his girlfriend watching Eggplant Friday on Instagram and got fucking tight. That's exactly
Don't
what
be
happened.
Mad because you can't join in. It's okay.
We'll see everybody next week. This is Hot Sugar signing off for Boss Lady and Dan Morrell and Ari Good and Ms. O.D. We'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Dick is so fine. That chest. Just glistening.
Leave the baby alone. Leave the baby alone.
Oh, God. They can call me.